The DNR has made an announcement about their survey. What did they come up with?
Well, they came up with a precipitous decline. The estimated population now is 2,760 animals in the Northeast region, and that was down from 4,230 in the 2012 survey during the same time period a year ago. In 2006, the estimate was 8,840 moose in the same survey area. This is a tremendous and a precipitous decline, and I frankly have been receiving a lot of email from up in the Northeast in the legislative district that I represent demanding that we close the moose season. In fact, I've gotten a few emails that say, you know, they're disappointed in me because I haven't closed the moose season. Well, that's not something that we would take up at this time. We're working on the budget issues, and we have a lot of time before adjournment to do that. But in this case, the DNR has now suspended the hunting season for 2013 and beyond until such time that there is a recovery of the population. The commissioner told us that hunting activity is not the reason why this population is declining, that the state is doing one of the most sophisticated moose mortality studies, wildlife habitat studies that exist in the United States or even in Canada, and that we're going to find an answer to this, figure out what is next. And I fully support suspension of the season, but I didn't want to do anything until we had the biological information and the survey information. And so now the DNR has stepped up and done this. And so now we're going to just work forward on it and see why these animals are dying so fast. I mean, when you have a 50 harvest, but you had since 2006, a 75% reduction in the population, there has to be something that's causing this incredible mortality.
So the DNR is going to continue with its collaring, GPS collaring, and continue that survey, but then in the meantime, no hunt until further notice.
There'll be a no hunting season until the population has recovered. And the DNR right now, they have 100 moose fitted in the Northeast, in Cook County and all the way over through northern St. Louis County in their data collection area with collars that are the most sophisticated technology and nothing like as what has ever been available for, including collaring calves in the spring, which is upcoming, the calving season. Then those collars on the calves are adjustable in size as the calf grows, and at the end of 1 year, they fall off. They're designed to fall off. So this is going to be good work by them. We're continuing to look at funding for that particular thing. The moose is absolutely an iconic animal for us, and I'm very disturbed that in the last 2 years we've had this, and as much as I support hunting, I think it's now a reasonable decision to suspend the season.
And will your committee, since it is an environment committee that you chair, will you be following this throughout the session at all, or are you going to wait for further information?
What we're going to do now that they've made the decision to close the season for at least 2000, this season's going to be closed for a while. The moose, I mean, just think about the moose. They've got to reproduce, and we don't know why they're dying. So it's going to take a while to get this population back to a sustainable or to a level that allows that we can allow things like hunting again. And we'll be having a hearing on this and having a report, an informational meeting in the House Environment Committee. Because we won't have a bill to vote on. I'm not going to take up any moratorium of hunting, because when you take up a moratorium of hunting and you pass it, then it'll be like the Dove Bill, which went from 1948 to 2009 before it was reopened, even though the population had been way over the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service target for several decades. And so this, I believe, is a really good decision, and I support the commissioner on it.
So this will be, if there's any legislative work, it'll be discussion, but no legislation until more information comes from the DNR, right?
Well, people may propose legislation. Well, I'm not taking up a bill like that in the House, because essentially the department has already taken the steps to control hunting, which is a part of mortality. We don't believe it's the cause of the precipitous decline. But now we need to control every possible mortality factor that we can. And the first person to step up the box here is the hunters. And I have not received any anti-DNR response thus far from hunting groups.